Very special day again today because I have the Beetle Guru right here with me, Brooke Halpin. Brooke, can you say hi to everyone?
Hello, everybody. It's great to be here, Tom.
It is. We're in our 60th year of the early Beatles. 1964 just kind of happened, and we've already done our Beatles Come to America shows. And they've been out there for a couple of years, and people have constantly just finding them on the internet, and we're getting some great feedback on it. And we wanted to highlight these shows, and the biggest one, that happened that we talked about is Meet the Beatles. It has to be the biggest thing this year. We're doing like kind of like a intro ahead of time. We're gonna have you listen to that recording, but Brooke, what did you think of the Meet the Beatles?
Well, actually, it could have been called Meet Beatlemania
Yeah, definitely.
because that's exactly what it was. It was the foundation, if you will, for Beatlemania, and it was a 1-2-3 activity, starting with the release of the album, Meet the Beatles, on January 20th, 1964. And then they come here on the 7th of February. Okay. And they do the Ed Sullivan Show. Boom. Wow. And then you have to factor in the third element, which is radio stations. Now, back in 64, there was no FM, it was all AM. And the AM stations played Beatle records and cuts from Meet the Beatles all the time. So, and then there were record hops going on as well, where the local DJs would go out. But that's a whole other story. We'll talk about that later. So it was the 1-2-3, boom, 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 that ignited Beatlemania in February 1964. The album, as you will hear in the interview, as we discussed, we go track by track, and certainly the energy level of this album is off the charts, and that was part of the thing that we all got blown away by. Not only the material, the songs, the harmonies, the voices, the musicality, but the energy that they put out when they were together back then. And there was no other band like it at the time. And so that's why this particular album, more than introducing the Beatles, by far, much more, is the album that began Beatlemania in the United States, combined with those two other things that happened afterwards, them coming here, the Ed Sullivan Show, and then the constant airplay on the radio stations.
Yeah, this was number one for 11 weeks. Then it was replaced by the second album. Rolling Stone had it at number 53 as the most important albums of all time. That's on 2012, and now 2020, it's 197. So it's in the top 500. During this interview, I was like, "Oh, it's okay," because I'm not a real fan of "Hold Me Tight," "Not a Second Time," and "Little Child." You'll hear that. That I kind of talk about it. And then I was into this whole time has passed, that now we have, Beatle cartoons, and we have, the Ed Sullivan Show, we have a history thing. So I was looking at this album as maybe as a kind of campy, kind of not true to what the Beatles can do. And then what we there's a mistake that happened when we did these interviews where we were recording. And this whole thing, Brooke's voice or volume was so low, I couldn't use it. So I said, after we did all the interviews, we came back to Meet the Beatles. And I remember Brooke being so, that's you, being totally enamored with this album. And then we went through every single album. So this is the last one that we did. And I said, okay, I get it now. It's the music itself, and the music is so powerful and so strong that I'm in. I got it. And before it was like it was me looking at it as like, okay, that's a marketing machine. It's this or that, and that's not true. That this is it. This album is the fire that ignited everything.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Absolutely.
So it was good to go backwards because that was really what was in my mind. And now when I listen to the album, I'm like, okay, this is every single girl in East Orange is screaming right now. Like it's just crazy. Yeah.
Well, every teenage girl was screaming across the United States. That's what happened when this album came out. And of course, then the album comes out on the 20th, and then to see them live on the Ed Sullivan Show a few weeks later, oh my God. And then New York, between them coming to JFK, and again, we'll talk about this when we do a special. We're going to do a special interview, not about the albums, but about when the Beatles actually came to America. For the first time in February 1964. And believe me, I know a lot about that, because I was in there. I was in Connecticut, but I know what was going on for sure. When they landed, the day they landed, and then the Ed Sullivan Show, and then they went to Washington, D.C., and they played the Washington, D.C. Coliseum, and then they came back to New York and they played Carnegie Hall of all places. It's a hell of a story, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you and to our listeners.
Great. Yeah, you called me up. We're doing these intros because you're like, wait, it's 60 years. We have to do that. And you said, Tom, our show's called The Beatles Come to America. Right? And then you're like, The Beatles came to America. It's our obligation, to report that information. And I was like, you're right. You're right. How can we be The Beatles Come to America and not have that how it all started? And you have that information. We're gonna get into that. People are going to have that in a couple weeks, very soon. If you want to listen to this, we're going to have the episode go right after we're done talking. So it's going to be right after that. That's on The Beatles Come to America. If you want to listen to it on YouTube, it will be on The Beatles Come to America page, and it will also be on the Jazz Blues and R&B podcast and radio show. Formerly Something Came from Baltimore on YouTube also. And if you want to scroll back into the Something Came from Baltimore time period, it is number 355. You just have to find it yourself. It was released last year on the 20th. And also in between episode 200 and 201 was the original time we put out the Beatles, Meet the Beatles. So there's different ways of looking at it, and we were doing the intro. You have to check out the episode. It was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, and this particular interview that we're doing right now, which we call it the 60-year anniversary introduction to the Beatles albums that were released in 1964. And this one, of course, specifically is Meet the Beatles. You can watch our pre-interview to the episode on YouTube. Is that right, Tom?
That's right. Yeah. It'll be everywhere. So it's time to celebrate. It's 60 years and the mania has begun. We're just at the beginning. So it's exciting.
We're ahead of it. We're a little ahead of the explosion, which is nice, but we're doing it according to the release dates, which makes it for me all the more exciting.
Do you have anything else before we say goodbye to our group and we want them to tune into the episode?
No, I think that this is a really nice introduction to let people know a little bit about the episode coming up. And I'm quite sure that they will enjoy it, as I'm sure they will enjoy all of our episodes.
The Beatle Guru is unleashed on this one. The first one was really short. This one's expanded and you give us a lot of information, and it's an important listen, especially around this time of year.
Well, wonderful. So happy anniversary to the Beatles. God bless them. I mean, Paul and Ringo are still here, thank God. And John and George, yeah, they're floating around.
It's time to celebrate. The mania has just begun. It's the Beatles Come to America, and this is our intro for the Meet the Beatles episode, the US album. So make sure you are aware of that. We're gonna head out now, but we want you to tune back in later. We have more exciting things for you.
Thanks all very much for tuning in.